You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Welcome to a BingeCast movie commentary only on BingeMedia.net. I am Pete Setnick, and I'm here with Jack Falvey and Alex and Sierra. What's up, fellas? How are we doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, how man. Not much.
Yo, yo, yo.
There he is.
Hey. Come on. I thought that was just BingeCast shit.
That is just BingeCast. We don't do that here on the old commentary network.
Oh, I'm doing it everywhere, fellas.
What was that, Alex?
What was what?
Did you play yours?
Oh, it was this.
It's like my dick in law.
Jesus!
That's what I'm not talking about. That's my bad.
Oh, my God. You guys are tainting my show here.
Taint?
So we are live on Discord with a couple people right now. They're on. They can hear us, but they can also chat with us in a little chat room. We're working out the old kinks.
And
while they're in there, we're going to be doing a commentary for King of Kong, The King of Kong. A Fistful of Quarters. Great documentary about two guys going head to head trying to get that top score of King Kong. King Kong? Donkey. Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong. Oh my God. All right. Should
You're
we.
Such a game.
I've seen this movie.
Should we start over? Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot.
My God. So, if everyone is listening that is queued up with us, well, they're not queued up yet because I haven't told them. We're at 20 seconds. It's right after the text says Picture House presents. It's a black screen. 20 seconds in. I'm going to do a 3-2-1 go. And on go, we're going to hit play and we're going to watch the documentary, The King of Kong, A Fistful of Waters right. In Your Mouth. Game over. I think that's the title. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. 3-2-1
yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this guy.
All right.
Billy. No, there's three characters that you could put as your high score for every video game.
That's right. What do you think mine are?
What do you think mine are?
I'm going to throw my volume up a little bit.
Oh, dude, I think this might be the first time I'm seeing his tie, Billy Mitchell's tie. The other ones are so obvious. That one is so super low-key. I love it. It's my shit.
I love how fucked up Steve Weeb is.
Steve Weeb's on Spectrum, right?
Oh, something is seriously fucked up.
It's a bad thing.
Sounds like it.
No. It's just one of those things.
I don't think that that's what's up with him. I think he is severely fucked up.
Oh, okay. You think there's definitely something wrong with him?
I think there's something legitimately wrong with him.
You know, is it evidenced by him playing a video game while his kid wants to take a shit?
Okay, so this is probably my favorite documentary. I think I've seen this more than any other documentary, and it's still great, and I love it, and it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. But the more you watch it, the more you start to pick up on how fucked up Steve Weeb is. Like, Steve Weeb. The way he talks and sort of this, like, distant, crazy fucking look in his eyes.
Yeah, he barely blinks.
They talk about he has this, like, cadre of friends who come to defend him and the fact that, like, they talk about how he was in tears on a baseball mound once. Like, just... There's just something fucked up with this guy. I can't place it, but it's, I don't know. It makes it super interesting.
He's got a Cloverfield tie on.
The Red Baron? Everyone knows who the Red Baron is. That's because he shot down 87 and a blank. He was
I mean, Billy Mitchell could be the definition of anti-hero. Because I don't remember a true life figure, like, after this documentary that garnered so much hate and love at the same time.
So he's been ousted as a cheater since this. I don't know if you were aware of that or not.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's hilarious, too.
Oh, my God. Sleazeball.
Pathetic. As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. Billy Mitchell made me a better man.
Ooh, this is the song I opened with.
That's right.
So this came out August 19, 2007.
And that's all the year, man.
There's been a lot of video game documentaries. Like, after this, I feel like this kind of spawned the doc series for video games. There was the Atari, you know, dig in the desert.
The Atari. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember that one. Yeah.
Then there was the, I think there was, I'm trying to think of other ones. Like, there was this one guy that went around and tried to, the Nintendo Quest documentary. He was, like, trying to collect all the, like, the real rare, expensive games. There's a lot that I've watched. I know I've only named two, but there's a lot.
Well, this director, after he made this movie, he's had a fairly successful Hollywood career. He did, they're not great movies, but he did Four Christmases,
yeah,
Freakonomics, Horrible Bosses, Identity Thief, Baywatch. So, I mean, he's made some money. This got him some notoriety.
Oh, okay.
There was rumors that this was going to be a real movie, and I think Will Ferrell was attached.
Well, the fucking Pac-Man movie, what was that, Pixels?
Pixels.
What's his name is based on Billy Mitchell a little bit. The
Game of Thrones Tyrion guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think they were really going to do a movie about this.
Yeah.
I was going to say live action. Like, this isn't...
All right, you know what? Every fucking time I watch this, I think, when am I going to buy some Billy Mitchell hot sauce? Let's find out if I can get some.
Oh, my God.
No, don't support that shit.
No.
Actually, if you want to support it, you're supporting USA. So I guess that's
exactly.
That's a thing. Batch. Batch showed up. What's up, buddy?
All right, so people who are listening.
Screen Heroes out today.
People who are listening, we are working on Discord right now in a chat, but going through some kinks. So if you hear us asking people that are online whether they can hear us or something like that, just we apologize, but please deal.
That's right.
There was another documentary that this guy was in.
Who, the ref?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, hold on. So I'm going to find that out.
There's a great write-up that Walter Day did on the Twin Galaxies website after this documentary came out.
Oh, maybe it was.
The documentary fucked up all the timeline of what actually happened.
Oh.
Like, the documentary makes him look like much more of a fucking jerk than he really was.
Oh, yeah. What a douche.
I also love how he, you know, when I practice transcendental meditation, everybody in this doc is so fucked up. I love that clip. There's electricity. A bunch of just sweating men just watching a fucking arcade cabinet.
Ugh. God damn it. I mean, Jack, when you were growing up, were there still a lot of cabinet games?
No.
Was that there wasn't?
No. I mean, okay. My whole gaming era was home consoles.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So just for listener's sake, the age discrepancy between Pete and I and Jack's probably about, what, like 8, 9 years, 10 years maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean,
I imagine dudes like your age would even be just making their own cabinet games, right?
Well, I never was when I was younger. I mean, that's something I've thought about doing now, with like a Raspberry Pi or something like that. But yeah, I mean, my whole generation of gaming was console games at home. Like, that's just, you know, I right up through from like an original Nintendo up through now, you know, Xbox, PlayStation. So.
And you probably were dealing with like emulators, right, to get all the classic games and stuff like that.
Yeah, actually, so the funny thing about this though is that I used to go to that fun spot. We would go to Lake Winnipesaukee for vacations. Mm. And I've been there a bunch of times, but the floor, so it's okay. It's two separate floors, and the floor that they're on when they go to fun spot, I would always avoid that floor because I wasn't into the classic arcade games back when I was younger. I was looking for like Time Crisis and shit like that.
Yeah, totally. Oh, Jay Fernandez in here. What's up, son? What's going on, buddy? Happy quarantine.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get this line off.
Yeah.
Not here for a long time, here for a quarantine.
Oh.
What do you think? What do you think, guys? What do you think?
Super quiet. Super quiet.
Hey guys, you still there? Oh, okay. Sorry. Look at this guy. I don't know if I like Steve Wiebe. Who do I hate more though? Like I never liked Steve Wiebe to begin with, but who do I dislike more? I think it might be him.
The way that he rips the kid's drum set later with this blind precision. I'm telling you, something is fucked up with this guy. I don't know if he was abused or hit in the head. Like, this woman is basically like the definition of I settled. Like, that's that's
Nicole,
really.
I settled Weeby. Look, she's saying he's definitely OCD. He's obsessed. When he gets focused on something, he's like, he's just into it, and you can't like fucking break his concentration. Look, he plays music. He's on that piano. It's the same shit. Come
on. Just saying, something's up with this guy.
I like Billy Mitchell better because he's not neglecting family as much as this guy is in his own house.
And he's got that hot blonde wife with the big tits, too. So he knows how to fucking level up. Get it?
Level up.
What? That's not what I meant.
Oh. Been trying to get my wife.
See, he was part of the whole fucking grunge thing in Seattle. See, he was right there.
He was like one of the original bands, man.
So my wife is having trouble getting in this server, by the way.
Okay. Trying to get Batchet as well.
Batch is right there. I can see him.
I can see him.
Yeah, my wife can't get in.
What's the problem she's having?
She clicks on the link. It says accept invite to Binge Media Live, and then all of a sudden it it just opens up. Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell you. Honestly, she's sending me screenshots, but I can't describe it. She just can't get in the room.
Okay, so it seems like everybody that we manually invite can hear us.
Oh.
Okay. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we're working out the kinks.
Oh, God, he's so fucking creepy. Yeah.
That's what, dude.
Shorts. Never trust
his socks are all the way up, and they're white. I mean, something.
Never trust a man in shorts. That's what I always say.
Oh,
what? That's my thing.
I saw you in shorts.
I didn't trust myself. I said, who's this guy in the mirror with these fucking shorts?
Who is that? Is that me? No, it's not me.
What do you got in those cargo pockets there? I don't trust you. You must have something up in there. I mean, listen.
I think it's like you don't want to see legs, right? You don't want to see other dudes' legs. It bothers you.
I don't know what it is. I kind of... You know what drives me nuts about this guy? I mean, listen, there's passion and there's hobbies, right? This is way above that.
Way above both of those things?
I think so. This is more... Yeah. I think so.
It's an obsession. I think it's obsession.
It's an obsession.
That's
it's almost...
top of both of those things.
It's like a drug. Like, it's not healthy. Like, having a hobby is healthy. Like, entertainment is healthy. Like, this is like driving the... You know, I'm sure it's driving his wife crazy.
And oh, yeah, of course.
Ignoring the kids and stuff. Like, there's a level of hobbiness, if that's a word. It's not healthy. I don't think it's healthy at all.
Well, I actually think that when it comes to this kind of gaming,
yeah,
I think that this is much more healthy than something like a Call of Duty or a Fortnite or something like that. Like gaming right now is essentially it's gone the same way that the streaming services have. Like, okay, Netflix dropped The Tiger King, right? So The Tiger King I haven't watched, but it doesn't actually ever need to have a good ending, because all that Netflix cares about is hooking you to make sure that you pay for it to get the subscription and then just move on to the next thing, right? Because it's all about like, oh, you got to talk about it in the moment. The week after it came out, nobody gives a shit, right? But it's all about that marketing. Call of Duty and Fortnite and all these other games, they all have all these microtransactions and shit, but there is no goal to the game. There is no beating the game. They're multiplayer games where you just go in and you try and get better than the other people that are playing. But there's no end to it. Like, there's always somebody who is better.
No, I got you.
Because,
yeah.
No, like,
I get it.
Right. Like, with this is this has an end. You know, this is a discernible, like, okay, Donkey Kong has 32 boards. I want to get to the final board. And if you could do that, then there's finality to it. You know?
No. I'm with you on the gameplay is, you know, I guess you would say healthier or like there is an end game. But I'm saying it is over a hobby when you start neglecting your family.
That's the thing. That's the other thing, Jack, that I was thinking about when you're breaking down like a game like Donkey Kong and then like these multiplayer once you get to the multiplayer thing, then that's your social setting,
right?
It's no longer you being in a social setting and then you go home to play or go to fucking an arcade and then play the arcade game, because it's like, you know, it's right there,
right?
I think that would be the difference.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
A huge part of it. That's why there's so much customization in those games too.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like Call of Duty turned into like, you know, buy for $10, buy a new skin, buy a new gun.
Yeah. Whereas like, whatever. Yeah, like you're saying, like, whereas Donkey Kong, that's basically a fucking math problem, isn't it? Isn't that what he's figuring out? Like, there's X amount of fucking patterns and that's it. X amount of fucking boards, huge boards.
and there are games that are made now that also adhere to this. The Dark Souls games are probably the purest form of this kind of challenge, where you can level up and you can, you know, get a slightly better weapon that does higher damage or a little bit better armor. But at the end of the day, you need to figure out how to beat the game. Like, there's no way to just level up with side missions and then get so strong that you roll the boss. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This is the same thing. No matter how many times you try, there's only one way to get to Donkey Kong and beat the board.
Right.
So I have a lot of respect for the kind of game that this is. But
I have a lot of respect for Billy Mitchell. I have a lot of respect for him. That goes so good.
Huge.
Dad, wipe my butt.
How are we looking with this Discord live chat thing? Is this something we
we gotta figure out the invite?
Okay.
We will. We will.
Oh, Alex, tomorrow is 9:30.
What does that mean?
That's what time we're starting our Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure drinking game commentary. 9 or 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern Standard Time. Why my butt? So, Pete, this is a super hurtful fucking scene for you, huh? You don't like this one. This is the one that changes you.
The kid, like, he's ignoring the kid.
Yeah, yeah. This makes me feel really fucking bad, too.
And the kid's like, stop playing. Like, he knows what he's doing, and it's obviously been bothering him for days. It's fucking annoying, like, to be honest.
It's like, dude, if you're playing it anyway all day, come on, you could get to that point.
I don't know. I gotta disagree. I think that kid needs to fucking, you know.
Oh, Jack, I can't wait. I cannot wait till you have a kid and it starts crying.
One fucking time. The guy slaves, okay? He works fucking 50 hours a week to make sure that kid's got his mac and cheese, three hots and a cot, right? Oh. And it's one fucking hour. He says to the kid, you know what? Do me a solid, all right? Take a piss beforehand. Do what you gotta do. Give me this hour. And the kid can't do that? No. No,
sorry. I want to be a fly on the wall when Jack's 5-year-old kid is in that room.
It's about time management, gentlemen. Okay.
Okay. I want you to call me up and you said, you know what? Remember we did that King of Con-Com? King of Com.
Well,
ow, gross.
Jesus.
Commie Kong. Oh, God.
What?
I don't know.
Let's see, server invitation.
I would still love to see a movie about this.
I don't think it would be better.
I think you make it an action movie. I think you make King of Kong an action movie. How do you do that? I don't know. Let's figure it out, fellas.
This guy.
Oh, this guy's great, too. I love that at some point he was like, hey, I'm going to be in my car playing my guitar. That's where you can interview me. Because there are like two or three scenes where he's telling a story in the car playing a guitar. Exactly.
Hmm. All right, my wife still can't get in. That's fine.
My wife.
Right, hold on.
I'm gonna try something.
All right, no guitar here.
I love that they did this interview in this car.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, this guy.
Robert Mertchek.
Jack, I think this was the guy that had his notebook out taking notes during our NBA Jam tournament in Chicago this year.
Does look like him.
He was reporting back to Billy Mitchell on beating his high school. He's like, guys, I think there's a team that's going to beat you guys.
Oh, my God.
I like making Jack sweat.
Yeah, I am, actually. I just started getting douche sweat. It's terrible.
And he's going to call it King of Benj.
Benj.
Yeah, he's got a Total Recall t-shirt on right now. I just noticed that. Fuck yeah, look at that. That's amazing. Look at him working out too. Holy shit.
He got to work out.
He's ripped.
He is ripped.
Holy shit.
Okay. Can the guys hear us? Can anybody hear us in the chat right now?
Jerky.
Yeah, can you guys hear this?
I think that's Eric King. Eric King, say something.
Say something.
Type something. Text something.
Can you guys hear?
Do something.
You guys hear that?
I remember that.
How do I add a friend on Discord?
Just invite.
Oh, there we go. Oh, Jerky, incoming request. Boom. Do we have to be friends with them, maybe? Let's see. I'm adding my wife right now.
My wife.
My wife.
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm losing my mind. I'm sorry.
You really are.
Oh, I think I threw my voice out. Not that I have any gigs coming up.
Jerky 656 says, I hear nothing.
Good, because it's shitty. All right, friend request failed. Jason awesome.
Says, yeah, can you're fine. Boom, we're good.
Oh, he's in?
He all just right. got in. He must have just gotten into the chat, right?
All right, if you guys want to follow along with us.
Friend request failed. What? Awesome.
23-10.
I can't add my wife. What the fuck is going on here?
23 okay. minutes, 15 seconds.
Heard a man the jerky man.
Oh, look. He's like everyone else on Earth right now.
Look at the way he holds these cups. Like, he's just, this is a fucking weirdo, dude.
I can't add my wife. Can you guys hear me? You guys can hear me if I'm not in the server, huh? That's good to know. Oh.
All right, now King should be able to hear us.
All right.
So, King, you should be able to chat but not speak. Much like Jay Fernandez.
What if he really shut his vocal cords down just by doing that? He really can't speak. Guys, I'm not working with anything tonight. I have zero jokes. I got nothing.
Look at the fucking dent in this guy's head.
Yeah. He definitely headbutted like a corner of a wall. Look at this guy.
This guy's the worst.
He's like a Skarsgård. He looks like a Skarsgård.
This is the Billy Good Times of this doc.
By the way, Tiger King, not the homosexuality, but the vibe of Tiger King, like the fun, good times of Tiger King, reminded me of Billy Good Times. And like I said, I'm gonna emphasize.
He has his shirt off and everything?
Oh, shirt's off, 24.
Shirt's off, 24?
But that's a compliment, because you want to hang out with Tiger King. You just don't want to be in bed
with Tiger,
you know? Because Tiger King just wants to have a good time, just like Billy in Good Times. All right, let's see if my wife can join. Hello, nice to meet you.
Yeximish.
Yeximish.
She, cook good, she is strong on the plow, and her vagina hang like sleeve of lizard.
Where's my wife? Just brings me to the app, she says.
Weeby's wife is just like, yeah, this is great. There's a Donkey Kong Jr. behind me. Just get it the fuck out of my house. It's like, I hate this fucking thing right here. Can you? It's right next to me. Get the fuck out.
For a particular gummy substance to be put in the specific spot.
Jimmy O? Oh, that was Jimmy O for a second there. There he is.
We need to make sure everything is correct here. This guy killed somebody. Perry Rogers, he killed somebody. To get one of the most respected gamers of all time, Perry Rogers. I think this was the first documentary that I saw that really opened my eyes to, like, oh, there's just entire other subsets of fucking people on this planet that I have no exposure to.
Oh, okay. My wife is in. My wife.
My wife.
Now, she's online, not in audience. Does that mean she can't hear? What's going on there, Jack?
So, let me add her to the audience permission.
Okay.
And see if that does it. So, let's see.
Oh, my God. Here. Mr. Awesome's Guide to Girls.
To girls.
Okay, she's now got the audience permission.
Okay, so now she can hear.
Hopefully.
My wife, can you hear me?
Text in.
Please put my information in chat.
Oh my god, look at this.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh my god.
This guy's fucking ripped.
Oh my god, Jay Fernandez. Tiger King's shirtless husband looked like a redneck Drax. You are not wrong. He's not wrong.
All right.
I don't think my wife can hear. She's not tapping. The X Show. Twin Galaxy does a lot to promote Billy
because it's very much to Twin Galaxy's advantage. And very much to the very limited hobby. Look at year 2000 Billy showing up with a fucking shirt tucked in.
Yeah. Oh, my wife's
American fucking tie.
Oh.
Just ready to handle business.
Michelle, can you hear us? A simple Y would be good. Or yes. Yak some mesh. Michelle messaged me. Am I supposed to hear stuff? Nah, just hang out in there.
God damn it.
Oh, there he goes. Thank you, Jay. Click on general. Under. All right, we need to work these kinks out before tomorrow. This is a good test.
Yes. Why are we doing it during commentary?
Oh, yeah. Why are we doing it during a live show?
Just talk about
the don't have to release this show. We can just do it for people on a Wednesday night.
For my wife.
Florida Winston.
The action mess.
Hey, oh. So everybody who joins via that link has to click on the general tab.
That child just escaped. Alex, you still rocking a Winston?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, my God.
What made you shave strong that? During the quarantine.
What made you shave it like that? You should have told me, though, that you were going to do it.
Oh, yeah, I thought I did. My bad.
No.
Yeah, we could have been with some buddies. Yeah, just fucking start growing a stash tomorrow. You'd be there in 2 days.
No, I can't grow anymore. And the thing about, I don't want to bring up Tiger King. Like, he knows he has a mullet, and he's proud of it, and he knows people make fun of him for it. Like, that's what I love about that guy. That's why I love Billy. Owns it. That's Billy Good Times. Like, he don't give a fuck. That's I'm telling you. I just thought about Billy the whole time watching it. Just think, it's so great. It's a really good time. It's very entertaining.
Bigly.
This guy, I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
I
don't like Steve Sanders.
I don't think I like anyone in this doc.
Steve Sanders just seems like a fucking tool. Like, yeah. Just
hanging out with his fucking trench coat and
he's a lawyer.
Yeah. Yep. And his pink shirt and shit.
I almost feel like Mr. Awesome and Billy Mitchell are two sides of the same, like, really dark coin.
It'd be a really great sequel. It'd be fucking amazing.
Trenchcoat in the playground.
Exactly. Not suspicious at all.
You like collars that can button? Or do you like them?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
No, look, like look at these kids in the background.
Pay attention to me. Look at me.
They're not even going anywhere. They got a wheel.
No, they think they're on a ship, idiots.
Yeah.
To do something like this would interrupt the plans that Billy has for everything. Ooh. You fucking sniveling bastards. I would encourage Steve just to leave that board behind, leave Roy behind,
and only play on other Donkey Kong machines. Yeah, I don't trust any guy that looks like Steve Sanders until I need him.
I want fucking Gordon Ramsay to come into this fucking kitchen.
Oh, you muppet! Yes. Come on. What is this?
Cut your hair!
Fucking prawns and chocolate sauce. Fucking wanker.
See, I thought I could play Donkey Kong as well as Weeby because of the whole drumming thing, but he can play piano and I can't, so I think that's where the
that's not with that attitude, dude. Come on, you can do it.
I can't play pions. That's short for piano.
Oh, okay.
I hope you knew that.
thought it was just a funny word.
No, 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 no.
Is that where you've been, Jack? Fun spot?
Yes.
You've been there?
Rogers Beach. Oh, yeah. So whenever they're interviewing Walter Day in this place, when he's like sitting near a staircase, all this arcade gaming, yeah, Jay knows. All the arcade gaming is on like the main floor, and then underneath is where there's like skee ball and all the good shit.
Jack, what is right there. You've been in a few arcades. Obviously, you've been here. You've been to a bunch of barcades in Chicago. What's your favorite cabinet game to play?
Dude, I love pinball over everything. I just love the pinball arcades.
Yeah.
The Logan Arcade is awesome because it has that whole back area. There's that whole back area.
Yeah.
It has like 30 pinball machines. And there was that live stream going on.
Oh yeah, there was.
Of that game.
Brian Koo. Oh my god.
But here better than the live stream was the track and field with Tom true. And PJ and random guy.
I hate there's nobody in this movie that I hate more than Brian Koo. He's retired at 30. And he's just a douchebag. And I just love that his one goal in life is to get to the Donkey Kong kill screen in Fun Spot. And it's just snatched from him. And they capture it on camera. I fucking love it.
His kids don't even use a kickstand. You can tell he's a terrible father. You know, my dad always used to yell at me, never leave your bike, use the kickstand.
No, I was just telling Liz the other day, that's how we used to be. Like, we just show up somewhere and just throw our mics.
Oh, absolutely. But when I would come home, my dad, I would hear it from my father. Like, put your bike on the kickstand. Oh, I got a buddy that lives in Hollywood, Florida.
All right, bragger. You get a fucking Q-Bert machine, too?
I'll get him on the line if you want. Who's this guy, gal? Look at that jacket. I kind of wear that. I can't really talk about it. I kind of wear
you don't. What is
I
that?
Could do a leather jacket and some tight black jeans. I'm not going to do it with a with a button down shirt and a tie though. But I'll
you deliver Q-Bert machines to old women.
No. That is the best Pete Flex of all time, right there.
I can do
a leather jacket and a tight pair of jeans. Fantastic.
I may have a photo. May, Aunt May, you fucking dick.
Dig Dug. Blowing dragons and shit. I did like
the... Yeah, Dig Dug is fucking awesome.
The fucking X-Men arcade. Like the fighting game. You can choose whoever you want out of the X-Men and just kind of go to town on like Sentinels and shit.
Oh, yep. I could put photos in the group here so people know exactly what the hell I'm talking about.
No, boy.
You're what?
I can put photos in the Discord.
In the boot?
So they know what I'm talking about.
Fucking figure it out.
Timestamp.
Doing it.
You're doing it? No. Wait, what? 36... 20. 25.
We're about to see.
46. 27. 28.
Rig-a-gig-a-goo.
I love any racing game.
That's racist.
Wow.
As you guys know. And, Galaga. Galaga's a shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that he's fucking bothering him so much. Poor dude. Yeah, poor fucking dude.
You could get bad luck with the barrels. They say that the machine here is cursed. These fucking people. Oh, man. Anybody else drinking tonight?
Fuck yes. Yeah. It comes hand in hand.
Chat. Anybody having a fucking beverage?
A bevy? You having a Beverly over there?
Whiskey, okay. Fun Spot Series Select, some fighting games, Mortal Kombat 2 and 3. Jay, I haven't been there in 15 years. Something like that.
That's Billy Mitchell on the off season right there. Now, if that ladder was a Donkey Kong machine, forget about it. Well, here's me in leather with my wife doing a racing game, playing a racing game.
Yeah, this is a Billy Mitchell jacket right there.
And I got the Billy Mitchell beard going on.
I just need
a mullet.
Good jacket.
I was very angry in that photo, by the way, because my wife beat my ass like 3 games in a row. Suck on my balls. Suck on my balls. All right, Michelle.
Wait, what was that?
What?
Fucking Brian Koo.
Atlanta.
Oh, suck on my balls. I feel like a lot of people are a little off in this doc.
It's a little.
It's almost like Brian they were Koo. All bred the same way.
Brian Koo clearly went to Walmart. He bought this shirt on sale and didn't iron it. He just put it on
because yeah. This is right off the rack.
You're like, totally what right. Do a shirt. Yeah.
It still has like the plastic clips for the folds up. That hair, though.
It's brutal.
Brutal or glorious?
It's like Lego hair. It's like you could just take it right off his head.
Oh, nice. Look at you, your Lego Paul.
How is this guy not a magician? How do you know that he's not, Jay?
You know he's not.
Sorry, mama.
Come on.
What a tool. What a tool.
I think that's what this old lady is thinking, too. Like, yeah he's a fucking weirdo. Thinks he's getting over on me, but he's not. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. Suck on my balls. Suck on my balls. So stupid. Suck on my balls.
Sprint. That was awesome.
I don't know why, but I feel like you could learn a lot based on the sandwiches that these guys order. But I feel like there's elaborate. Just a lot of plain sandwiches, like a ham and cheese with mayo or something, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Like a roast beef au jus, but like hold the au jus, like weird shit like that, you know?
Mm.
As you.
As you. As you.
Oh, hi, as you.
Yeah, you know who doesn't eat au jus? Billy Mitchell, because he's fucking USA all day.
Jack, I believe you had Billy Mitchell hair at some point.
He did. I never had it as straight as he did. I don't have that photo. Figured out the split end issue.
Can someone put that photo in? Put that photo in the old Discord chat, please.
Yeah, put it in the chat.
Come on.
Let's see that shit. You know you got it.
Alex, don't drink when it pops up.
Challenge.
A Donkey Kong machine. So, close to my town, I was doing a marketplace Facebook search for NBA Jam cabinet, and I found one, but it's also an emulator and has like over 1,000 games in it, but it's a NBA Jam cabinet. I was thinking about getting it.
Be a good one.
I know. Like, you could, it's got the 4 players, so you could do like Turtles on it, X-Men on it. I don't know. I think it's like $1,800. I think it's a pretty damn good price.
You're handy. Why can't you just build one?
I don't know anything. Look how long it took us to do this fucking Discord thing. And I was laying on my table. My head was on the table waiting.
No, but you could physically build the cabinet,
though. Yeah, but yeah. That doesn't help you.
Yeah, it does. If you want to,
you can buy the pre-made like technical shit. So yeah. You literally just you build the cabinet. Together.
I'm no tech guy.
Plug it in. So basically, like putting a fucking DVD player inside the cabinet and just plugging it in. Yeah. Like it's that simple.
Jack, I'm gonna send you the. I'm gonna send you. Actually, I'm gonna put it in the message in the Discord messenger. Maybe everyone can look at it. Whoa, Jack, we're still waiting for that photo, Mom.
What photo?
Oh, your Billy Mitchell hair photo.
Oh, someone else is gonna have to grab it. It's on an external hard drive somewhere.
Yeah, mine too. All right, I'm gonna say. Can I share this? Oh, I can share this. Share, copy link. All right, so here's this. Look at that couch. He's staying at the old lady's house that got on the plane.
Yeah, yeah. He took his shoes off, put his fucking feet on the fucking glass table. Yeah, he's great.
Dude, you can do this for like $300.
What that? Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to fucking pay that.
Yeah, but look at that cabinet. I can get the cabinet.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You could do that. You could get the raw materials, get a couple of fucking decals, same way that they would make it. Jack. You can do that.
Oh, Jack.
You got time right now, dude. Come on.
What? I don't have time. I got to go to work. I got to go to the office. I got to, a lot of things.
Billy Mitchell looks exactly like Joe Flacco. That is fucking spot on.
Who is Joe? Who's Joe Flacco?
The quarterback.
I'm Google. Oh God! Of course I didn't know who, Joe Flacco. Oh yeah, absolutely. I Googled him. I don't know him offhand.
He also had a Winston for a while.
Flax?
Yeah,
that's what we call him.
Flacco mustache. Google that. Pretty sure it's a Winston. Now I think about it.
Let me see. Mustache.
This is like 10 years
ago. Oh, it is a Winston.
Joey Flax.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's up? Go long. Go long.
Weeby's. I want to talk about what Weeby's wearing, by the way. He's wearing a heather gray t-shirt. That is a bold, brave move to wear that type of gray out.
Who? Weeby's shirt?
Oh, yeah.
It's a what gray?
Well, it's like a heather gray. It's kind of like the color, you know, it's not a dark gray. But to wear that shirt out is a bold, brave move. You pit in it, everyone's going to see it.
Oh, I see where you're coming
like
with
that.
Okay, gotcha.
I cannot wear that shirt out.
Yeah.
That is, I give props to people that can wear a gray shirt like that out. And he's in a situation where you could sweat.
High pressure, huge opportunity.
Humidifier.
But again, this just goes to my fucking thought. Like, yeah. Steve Weeb is fucked up, man.
He is.
Yeah.
He should be sweating. He should be nervous. Like, this dude is fucked up. I'm telling you. Something
he's
fucked
psychotic.
Up with this guy.
In 2007, he is rocking the Nike, but nowadays he's probably doing Under Armour because that seems to be like the go-to of a lot of
the new thing.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people wear those shirts, the Under Armours.
I don't know. I haven't seen them too much.
Not hanging
I'm fucking
the
humans.
People I'm hanging around with. A lot of people wear Under Armour as like dress shirts. Ooh, look at that Domino's.
I just love that there's this whole like cabin full of these gamers.
Yeah.
For some reason, Steve Beebe is just not involved.
He's so like Charles Manson. Smelly. He's like Charles Manson.
It's a fucking biker dude. The biker dude. He's got a ladybug score going.
What do you think it smells like in there besides the Domino's?
Oh, it's smelly, dude. It smells like feet and farts. Super gross.
Definitely.
Like it smells
and
like
this guy. Come on.
This guy.
Look at this guy. It smells like this guy's dent in his head.
It's weird though, because he's hanging out with a bunch of nerds, and he could kill every one of them in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Come over here," and everyone's like, "Ah, that's too hard."
What?
You know, like when he throws his armor on somebody, like, "Hey, come over here."
Oh.
You're like, "Oh, dude, you don't even know like how fucking heavy you're being right now."
By the way, I hate those people.
Slow down. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I have a problem with people that hug and slap the shit out of your back. You could hear, you could even hear those people sometimes when you're at a bar. It's just like, you're like, why are you slapping each other's backs that hard? My back hurts. Why? Get out of here. Why are we slapping backs? Look at that chair. Look at those little armrests.
I love how stupidly low-tech this is. For some reason, it's filmed the wrong way, so they just flip a TV on its side.
Yeah.
Fucking douchebags.
Turkey says I look like Russ from Silicon Valley. Is that the is that the money guy?
Yeah, he's the Trace Commas guy.
He was the camera guy in The Office, right?
Probably.
No? The one that, like, he hits on Pam? Let me see, Russ. Yeah. He plays the cameraman that comes forward in The Office. Whoa, look at the glitch!
Oh, no.
You fucking glitch!
Not even Helen of Troy had that much attention.
Jack, you need to get out like me. I'm slowly losing my mind day by day in this house.
Well, you got to hang in there, dude. That's all I'm saying.
No, how are you so sane? Ooh, short sandals. Socks and sandals back there.
Oh, yes. What a douche.
White socks. Shouldn't Billy Mitchell be getting head right now? That would make this so much better.
Yeah.
Like he just seems like
he's probably is.
Where? More like Donkey Schlong. Oh God. I don't get out much. More like Cocky Schlong. No, I'll just stop.
Should I stop? Not even clever at all. Just
Donkey Cock.
Dong, right?
Who's this guy remind me of? Oh, the Chernobyl guy.
Chernobyl guy.
What's his name? Because he could play that. He could play him.
You mean Jared Harris?
Yeah.
You think Walter Day could play him?
No, not Walter Day. The other guy, the redhead guy with the balding guy with the goatee. When he comes up again, I'll show you.
Jared Harris?
Yes!
The main character in Chernobyl?
Yes. So this guy right here looks like a lot of people now. Like in Brooklyn and shit, like hipster. Like people look like, people want to look like that guy. Yeah, and this guy. Dying breath. Oh, this poor guy, huh?
The tape jumped, but we don't give a fuck about that. You're the new winner.
Doom 3, is that a good game, that shirt? He's wearing a shirt that says Doom 3. Where do you get, does that come with the game, that shirt?
No, you gotta buy it at Hot Topic or something.
Oh, is that where you get it?
Yeah.
It doesn't come free with like a Nintendo Power subscription or anything?
I have no idea.
Doom. What video game system is Doom?
Doom is on everything but whatever Nintendo has.
Oh.
Actually, the new one just came out a couple days ago.
It did. Doom Eternal.
Oh, I love these. Is that a cell phone? That's a cell phone, right? He's on it. Or...
Oh yeah, that's a Nokia, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, he's entering the score. The music. Oh, you see that Chicago pinball machine back there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Weebs. This poor bastard, man. Fucking Weebs. Like, I feel bad for him in certain moments, but then I'm just like, dude, go home to your family.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I feel bad for him and shit like that.
No, fuck that guy.
Why? Because he's got shorts?
Yep. I'm on your side, dude.
Like, how fucking fragile is this dude?
Dude. Well, you were just saying.
Something's wrong with this guy.
Yeah, but you were sticking up for him earlier about you see the hobbiness in this guy and the passion behind it. Where I was saying,
he's along for the hobby. He's along for the Weeby arc.
Yeah, he's participating in something many others also are. Okay, I don't necessarily endorse his fucking style.
I don't like this guy. He looked like a backslapper.
Oh, that guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like an insurance agent or some
shit. Yeah, he's like, bro, what's up, man? I haven't seen you in like fucking 2 years.
You're like, great, dude. Fucking yeah, really great right, to see you, dude. Too, I guess.
Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, your bomb on me? Your bomb? Come on. It's been fucking 7 years since I had a need. Come on, you bomb.
Hey, me and Garrett did Jaeger bombs, and
And then you licked his back, right?
So. Hey, that was after. That was the salt for after the shot, so you don't taste it.
It's training wheels.
Huge wheels.
Huge.
Bigly.
You know what's sad, though? I'm watching this guy coach baseball, teach kids. You know he's only thinking about the score all day, every day, no matter what. Oh, God.
It's pretty okay to be a champion, sir.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, he's going to make some Sundays. Oh, this
guy, yeah. All right, turn it up.
All right, me? Okay, here we go.
Somebody.
I got it.
Oh, if he, yeah, if he plays.
Of course he's going to play.
Yes.
Because I'm being Mr. Scorekeeper, and I've been doing it for 25 years, so there's all these automaton things that can turn on. Okay, yes, and the reason for this is that, for that is this, I'm ready to let it go.
That's not a sounder.
Is that a sounder?
All right,
think about Walter today.
The Duke in Discord did some detectivery work. What? What?
Detectivery is a fucking great word, dude.
Yeah, you use it in your old shows, by the way. That's an old thing you used to do.
No.
Absolutely. That's a you thing, bro.
No, that's a law thing.
Nope. Duke.
You got it.
Is that. Yeah, CP got it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. All right, let's click this link.
Hey, there it is.
Oh, I don't want to see your dick. No. Oh. Oh, there's the photo. Don't you know how to drop a photo?
I got a page not found. What the fuck?
Because you're not on Facebook, bro.
Thanks, man.
No, here you go. I got you. I got you.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Valley Mitchell. Valley Mitchell right there.
Oh, my God. Billy Falvey, what's going on? Oh my God, Jack! In this photo, you look like you'd be in that cabin.
Oh, yeah,
100%. Oh, I definitely wouldn't be fucking Steve Weeb. Come on.
The official scorekeeper. Whoa!
So for those in the chat,
yeah.
Any commentaries you guys would be interested in hanging out in a chat room for?
Whoa! I gotta listen to these guys?
I'm just saying.
No, I'm kidding. I want to hear. Tomorrow night, though. Tomorrow night, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. With Tom Maloney and Alex Nzira. And whoever wants to. So wait, we could add anyone to chat with us?
Yeah, anybody who wants to join can join the chat.
Holy shit, you've never seen it before? Oh. Jay Fernandez says he's never seen King Kong before.
And he's watching live with us right now?
Yeah.
Whoa. Jesus.
Oh, dude, this movie son. Is classic.
See, as long as we get one, that's all that matters, right?
Wow.
I didn't want to say it. Hello.
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, like Jay Fernandez says he really couldn't care less about retro gaming.
God.
All right, calm down. Put your headset on and fucking play your Game of Duty. Whatever it's called.
Game of Duty?
Game of Duty?
It's the game where you play it and you have a duty and you have to...
And then there's a call that you have to pick up. It's duty calls.
Duty calls. Crash.
Crash.
The Duke says crash.
Fuck that movie.
Well, it might make for an interesting commentary. That's actually...
No, I'm into it.
I like that idea.
I'm into it, but whoever's on needs to do a rewatch first because there's probably a shit ton of dialogue.
All right, we're not doing it then. Fuck that.
You have to do a rewatch.
No, it does suck though. It's fuck that movie.
Oh, I'm gonna type what's coming this week though. Oh, and I'll tell everyone. Attack the Block commentary is happening this week.
Oh.
With Chad Christopher. He doesn't like when I
say... What with the swerve there?
That's a clean drop.
What?
Chad Christopher.
Well, he doesn't
like announcer-y Chad. Voice. It was great.
He doesn't like Chad. E.
That's a new lisp voice.
Attack the Block. It's better when you don't use it in the proper area of an S. Who's this guy? Oh, this is the guy, the backslapper, right?
Mm. That's a backslapper jacket, too.
Oh, yeah. You know how loud that slap would be?
He's had that since senior year. He's all about that fucking jacket.
It's all broken in and shit.
Yep.
It's like the...
I could lean this jacket for the first time, bro. Come on.
It's the Goodwill Hunting Matt Damon park leather jacket beat up scene. That was a good jacket.
That horrible slow-mo scene.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Casey Affleck's face in that. I love that movie so much.
Oh, yeah.
And why is it... It's Baker Street, isn't it?
Yeah.
Michelle, are you still listening? I want to see if my wife's still listening.
My wife.
Hello, lady, are you listening? Oh. Let's throw her mic on real quick.
Isn't she in the other room? Could you just fucking throw a shoe
at the ceiling? No, she's upstairs. How do we turn the mic on?
That's what I'm saying.
You could go to server settings and add her to the admins group. Take her out of the audience group.
Invite to server?
I got it.
Oh, you did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so.
And then you could send them packing, right, when we don't want to hear her anymore?
Send them back in.
Oh, she's on. All right. She could speak.
The admins.
Hello.
Hello, people.
Or does she have to hit a mute button now, doesn't she?
Do you have to unmute her or
unmute the microphone so you can speak to the people?
How's it work?
How's it work?
Didn't someone say earlier they have to click something?
Because the microphone is still mute.
Hello, this is Bells from Bells.com. Bells.
Oh, you click the general channel, right? Isn't that what you said, Jack, earlier?
She's already on the channel. She's got to unmute the microphone.
You have to unmute the microphone. Bottom left, maybe?
Or bottom right? I don't know.
Left.
All right, we're going to boot you. She's typing. She can't hear.
Oh, typey.
Why do you want me talking? Why not? Look at that guy playing with his foot. Gross. Gross.
Why would
bro.
He do that? Corona fucking foot?
Dude, everyone Jesus has corona for the rest Christ. Of my life, by the way. Oh, God. Who's the celeb? Steve Sanders?
Look at this guy. Steve Sanders?
Hey, I got shorts.
All right, so honestly, right? Like, given everything you know about this documentary, why the fuck does Billy Mitchell not show up here? Like, what is his fucking deal?
It's a power move.
Oh, hello! That's why.
Everyone's expecting him to show up. And he's just like, nope, I'm not.
He's fashionably absent. That's like, what he wants to do.
Fashionably absent.
Right?
I like it.
Thanks.
Oh, look at that flip phone. Nice.
Look at that thing. You can't play Snake on that, though.
I think we should all go back to Motorola Razors.
I was thinking about it, actually, because it's so thin.
Yeah. Fits right in your pocket.
Do you guys ever own a pink shirt? I've never owned a pink shirt, and I just don't think I could pull it off.
No.
I have nothing against anyone with a pink shirt.
I don't either. I don't have anything against pink shirts, but if you want to wear one and you can pull it off, good for you.
My uncle used to work for Imperial. Right behind that Imperial.
My uncle!
Yeah, he used to work for Imperial. I swear to God. I'm not joshing. Are people still saying joshing? Is that still a thing?
Just no. Josh.
The Duke. You guys see the movie Freaked? Might be another good one with Bill and Ted coming up. What the fuck is Freaked?
It's a weird fucking movie.
What does it have to do with Bill and Ted? Do you see the connection there, Jack? If you've seen Freaked? Let's see. Freaked.
Yeah, I mean.
Freaked. Let's see what we're looking at here. Ba-da-ba-da-na, suck on my balls.
Can somebody timestamp that for me?
You want a clean one? I'll give you a fucking clean one.
Yes. Here we go.
Suck on my balls. Suck on my balls. Alex Winter and Keanu show up in a cameo well as Wolfman. Wait, what? Duke, retype. I can't wait for fucking Bill and Ted tomorrow. Drinking game, by the way.
Alex Winter's a star.
Alex Winter.
Okay. And the Keanu cameo.
I would do a elbow hit to this guy's jaw.
Which one, Steve Sanders?
Oh, yeah, if I was fucking Weebs.
Steve Weeb is quite the player.
Like right next to him? Oh, look at this guy. Oh, yeah. Jack, dude, was this you? Every morning with that hair you had?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you know what? We got school photos today. I'm rocking.
And I always played Leonard Cohen, too, when I was getting ready.
Jesus.
How about those New Balance shoes that, like, dads wear? What is with the fascination of those white New Balances?
I don't know.
I think Weeb's got them on. God,
this is fucking brutal.
Not prepped. What a dick.
Why The poor wife, man. And these fucking kids, man. I feel so bad for them. I honestly do. Jack, do you see that documentary?
Leaning all the girls to that table. Yeah, yeah. What's up, girls?
Jack, did you watch the American Scream documentary about the different families?
Yes.
Oh my God. Isn't that near where you live too?
Yeah. Was the one guy was in Salem, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That kind of reminds me of this because the one dad Absolutely. Who just neglects his family during like October to build his haunted house kind of reminds me of Weeby here. You feel yeah. bad for the mother. See, there's the Chernobyl guy.
Walter Day or oh okay I now I'm seeing okay
oh right. That guy
all right yeah. Mr. Awesome
red shirt okay. Yeah that's Chernobyl
yeah a little behind
that's okay I'll pause it for a couple secs
that's clean
clean as fuck dude
that's fair. Not fucking fair. Not fucking fair. You go fuck yourself, you fucking son of a bitch.
Nah, that's it.
Time stamp.
That's going to be really good.
Go ahead and
make
my butthole pucker. Why don't you?
Lock it in.
Kick it, lock it, suck it, fuck it. Ba-da-ba-da-da, suck a mama. Huge audience.
I know, eh?
The color of these shirts, like I don't make fun of people with what they wear. I'm almost like jealous that people decide to wear some stuff where I'm like, I don't feel comfortable wearing that. Like I don't think maybe I won't feel comfortable in it. I'm very self-conscious. Like I don't look Billy drives by right here. Oh shit! Ow! Watch out for that pole. See,
this is why Steve Sanders is worse. Because he's fucking Billy Mitchell's bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to follow that?
Billy Mitchell,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking listen.
Alex,
listen to you, Steve Sanders.
Did you hear my joke?
No. What was it?
Billy Mitchell. Billy. Wait, hold on. Alex, you there? Alex, I said, Billy Mitchell.
I love him.
I love him.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. This guy's got like.
Back slap. Back slap, bro.
And he seems like the type of guy that'll shake your hand, but will squeeze before he gets palm to palm and squeezes your fingers.
Oh, yeah.
You know? No, I also think he's the guy that will go for the shake and then do, like, I'm going to hit you in the gut thing. Like, oh, hey, what's up, guy?
Oh, God. Remember I used to do that in eighth grade, you little shit? Like, all right, calm down. Oh, this is a great
That's
scene
not
here.
Really real.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
He's in the background.
Okay, even Steve Wiebe's fucking Billy Mitchell's bitch right now.
You're not wrong.
Like Steve Sanders, like
he can't
hey,
concentrate. Yeah, yeah. He can't concentrate on the game because he knows he's right there.
Yeah, and Billy Mitchell is too. He's like, well.
And there's also a weird dynamic where like this all is happening in the same day because what's his name is still wearing the pink shirt.
Yes.
And there's something fucking weird. There's some weird shit left on the cutting room floor from this documentary. I'm telling you.
There are two commentaries on the DVD, which I don't have, but. I know there are. Oh my God!
Damn!
Oh,
he's dropping bombs on your moms.
Ooh, look at that guy's shirt. Moms. American flag, drink.
Oh my God! Look at that haircut! Holy shit! He looks like a fucking friar.
Oh, that hair. Steve Sanders. Wrong, got
or does he have? Am I wrong, or does Billy Mitchell have a little bit of a Chad C face?
He does.
Look at that shit.
He does.
When he's drunk, right? The tired eyes.
Yeah, where he's just staring like through you.
When Chad C's drunk, he's Billy he's Mitchell. Is that what he said?
Through your soul. Yeah, he's just staring through your soul. Too. Yeah.
Sure.
That's Chad C at work. He's in the theater. He's got his fucking suit on right now, or his formal wear.
He's bringing his wife with him. He's like, that's theater number three right there. We're showing. I can't even think of a new movie. That's Onward. This is theater number four, hun. I'm going to be in here tomorrow because I got to record binge views.
Bring your big tits over here. Great. All right, come through here.
A lot of shorts in this place. A lot of man thighs going on in this place.
So Steve Sanders walked Billy Mitchell out, came back, and then slapped Steve Wiebe on the back like, all right, buddy, what's up?
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
See, it's this weird. Is a little redemption here, hanging out with the fam. Oh, look at that camera. Weeby's going to go drown himself.
Yeah.
Oh, I always call him Wiebe, but it's Weeb.
Fucking Wiebe.
Encino, man. Not a bad commentary right there.
Fucking love Encino. I'm so down for Encino
Man. All right, Encino Man. Done. Do I have the DVD of Encino Man? I think I do. Or the Kevin Bacon, Sean Astin classic Whitewater. Never seen that.
Somewhere. Never seen that. But speaking of Kevin Bacon, what is the... The one with Meryl Streep? Fucking River Wild?
Never saw it.
That'd be a good one. All right.
Be I think I too, haven't though. Seen
I'm just them. Saying. All right. Let's get back to that.
All I know is that
yeah, it is good shit.
The two this week will be Attack the Block and Bill and Ted's. He plays good pianos. Oh, my God.
Fucking rip, bro. That is Chad level Billy Mitchell. Chad is actually Chad level Billy Mitchell.
That's a long. Look how long that shirt is. It's like the shirts they wear on 600 Pound Life.
It's really like a side by side. If you don't love me as this, then you won't love me as this. Whatever that fucking meme is. Look at that.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
The fucking. The stars and stripes tie, and then the fucking skull on. Come on.
So, yeah, if you're listening out there and you're not in the Discord group right now, we can drop some sweet photos in the dialogue section in the chat room. So, please, when we go live, please join us. What happened? What is it? What happened? I missed something.
What happened?
What are you laughing at?
No, I'm just looking.
You're still looking at Chad C's picture?
Being the same person. It's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. I'm looking at the two pictures in the chat. And it's in the chat.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
And it's fucking hilarious. Dude, same fucking person. It's hilarious.
You're just doing the first Bill and Ted, or also the second at some point. Right now, the only thing scheduled is the first one. But if it goes over well, and there's a shit ton of comments in the Binge Media group on Facebook, we will do Bogus Journey. Whoa! Look at the microphone case on that shit. Oh my God. See, it's Wiebe. It's not Weeb. Steve Wiebe just said it's Steve Wiebe.
I think he changes it every time he talks.
No, you guys are wrong. I've been right the whole goddamn time.
It might be a Steven Sanders.
Suck on my balls.
Better off dead.
You're right, Jay Fernandez. That mic is so distancing. Jesus. Weebs.
Double S.
He's got fucking beady eyes, though.
Fucking, yeah, double S? Oh, he's a beady-eyed motherfucker. You can't trust people with beady eyes. You can't.
I was watching a documentary the other day, and some like, was it? I don't know if it was the McDonald's one, but they were talking about raisin eyes and how if people have like these small kind of like beady, raisiny looking eyes that they're evil.
Jesus.
Santa's got these raisin eyes going on.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. Fuck you. He's a raisin-eyed motherfucker, man.
You know what he reminds me of a little bit with the eyes?
Steve?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, who are you talking about? Here.
With like the little raisin eye thing.
See?
It's a little bit of that.
That means nothing to me. It looks like there's it's a Rick and Morty reference.
It is. It's my eyes, Johnson.
I don't know who that is.
No.
I don't watch that show. I don't watch any animation shows.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that was horrible.
The worst.
That was so fucking bad.
He went for a fucking five and he fucking threw his hand away. I mean,
he just won and he just like the fucking ref is like, I'm gonna make you my bitch by fucking making you miss on a five.
Look at this guy. He's topless, he's swimming. Whoa, he just did a high little. Hal Hitler. This microwave, $100. That sounds okay. I don't.
Yeah, you don't get it. You don't get it. You don't watch that show, Pete.
Don't do Rick and Morty on my comms. I'll calm you the hell out of here.
Fucking Jay's doing it back, man.
I'll fucking calm you the hell out of here. All right, Steve Weebs. I missed that. He continues to play in his garage with the fucking cars on and the door shut. Now, Jack, can you pull up some scores? Like, where are we at with this? Like, who's in top 10? Like, are they in top 10? You're good at
Google. I know they've been supplanted.
You're good at Google. What does supplanted mean? Should I dictionary that?
Replaced.
Okay.
Replaced it.
All right, let's see here. So there have been a lot more record holders since then, but the current high score.
Yeah, what do we got? Talk to me. Talk to Daddy.
What?
March 17th, 2019, score of 1,249,500 was from a guy named John McCurdy. So.
Oh,
very
shit.
Interesting. Steve Weeb got it in 2006.
Weeby.
Then Billy Mitchell won it back in 2007. And then it stood for 3 years until 2010, where it was broken four different times in 2010. Steve Weeb was one of the record holders. Then 2011, it got broken once. 2012, it was broken three times. 2014, two times. 2015, four times. 2016, five times. 2017, once. 2018, once. 2019, once.
I could see Ed Helms playing Steve Weeby.
Ed Helms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. They said Ed Harris for some reason. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
No! He's the ref guy.
It's really fucking weird because I thought the same thing and I got really confused. I felt stupid for a minute.
It doesn't even look like the same person. I totally got that wrong then. Okay.
Ed Helms and then Walter Day could be Ed Harris.
That you could do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Cause he's like Truman Show, right? He's kinda like that guy.
Kinda.
Now shut. You know what? Shut your fucking.
I'm agreeing with you. What the fuck?
No, you're not.
I just agree. Okay. All right. Okay.
It's about that time.
I see what this is.
It's about that fucking time, then.
What a great time. Had a great time here with everybody. Good to be here. That's on you, motherfucker!
I'm so ridiculously fucking wet right now.
Shut your fucking mouth, you cocksucker!
Probably, I don't know. Maybe, no, I don't know. Fuck you.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us on the Binge Media. Oh, wait, what do we got here? Weebs in the garage?
Weebs?
Weebs. No, that's it. King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters. Alex.
And yes.
Movie Freak.
Yeah.
AKA John Jack. Episode 4. Mm-hmm. Movie Freak 4702 Falvey. For picking this 2 minutes before we started. Appreciate it. I was all in. I wasn't all in, but I became in. I was like, you know what? I think it'll be fun. It's short. It'll be a great time. And it was. And I want to thank everyone that was joining us in Discord. Jay Fernandez, Jergy, my wife, the Duke. I think we maybe had batch. I don't know if that was when we were doing testing.
Eric King.
Eric King! Yeah, we'll work out these kinks for Discord for future shows. But thank you guys. And we'll see you. Oh, my God, I'm trying. We'll see you on the next time. Bye.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network at BingeMedia.net. Support the show by donating on Patreon at patreon.com/bingemedia. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
There's a whoopsie if there ever was one.
Buy some merch at BingeMedia.com/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I didn't stop giving hand jobs because I wasn't good at it. I stopped giving hand jobs because I was the best at it.
Why, thank you.
Nice, man. Nope.
Fuck yeah! No!
That's on you, motherfucker!